Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Longa Lunga. It's the DJV program. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman. That's controls in our studio in Washington. Gee whiz, I'm so sorry to be the person to tell you this. I'm so sorry. The White House has canceled this year's Easter egg roll. Sorry.
Oh, that's cute. That's a wonderful tradition. That's cute to see all the kids. They love it.
They're now calling it the coronavirus roll. Kids will poke the virus around with their nose on the lawn.
Right. The health and safety of all Americans must be the first priority. Yeah, that's right. And I'm not faulting you guys, you people there at the White House, but this is more nonsense from the Me Too movement, a different kind of
what?
Me Too movement. I don't mean that Me Too movement. I'm just like, everybody says, maybe I'm not doing anything because everybody else said I'm not supposed to do anything. So it's Me Too. No.
Wait, are you saying now that we shouldn't? That's irresponsible for us to say that you shouldn't stay indoors and adhere to the guidelines?
You don't see me doing that, do you?
Well, you're alone. You're self-distancing because you're not with anyone.
I say that this thing is going to go down in history as one of the greatest outrages in the history of our country.
You sound like
conspiracy
theorist.
I think that this could have been easily engineered by the Chinese, and what are they doing? They're turning around
that.
And pointing at us.
Oh, I totally believe that. This whole thing of it came from bats, I think that's just BS. Yeah. I don't know.
It came from the lab that it was released from.
Exactly. Yeah. I think, you know.
Went to Italy, the person that was transporting it to the Iranians to raise hell, got loose in Italy, and then when it got to Iran, it got further released, so now they're paying the price, the Iranians. I think Iran is in really tough
shape, really,
although you can't really figure out because they won't let any, there's no knowledge about what's actually going on there, other than speculation.
A lot of sick people, though.
Yeah, a lot of sick people.
Our friends who are Iranian have family there, and they said it's really bad. But there's just, it's such a total lockdown on the Internet. Even if you're there, you can't find out information, and then people are in the hospital. It's a mess.
So now that we have started this, one wonders, as a business owner that's struggling, Jennifer's in like form, people that were working in an office, in a building, for a company, and the company says, okay, go home and use your Internet. You have paid for Internet and use a computer that maybe we supply you that costs $800 or $1,000. Work from home for now. Okay. So 2 months from now or 2 weeks from now, the people running the company say, hey, this is working pretty well. Why am I paying for all this office space?
I want to come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody works from home from now on. You want a job with us, you work at home. So
I think that's the risk with everything.
Rental.
Think about church.
Yeah.
We're either telling people not to go to church anymore or to consume their services online. Are people going to we create habits? What's rehab? Rehab is 21 days because humans create habits in 3 weeks. Our kids will they want to go back to school? Will they give their parents a hard time going back to school? Is that going to be a hard adjustment for them? I think the answer is yes. Are people going to say, hey, to their bosses, you let me go home for 6 weeks and we function, so I just want to stay at home all
that
the time.
I think a lot of people will make that argument, but I think kids will want to go back to school.
I do too.
Will miss their friends.
Miles was ready for school yesterday.
The social aspect of school is so important.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So there's that, and then there are people who, because they were laid off, again, there are some companies, the big retail grocery chains are looking for people to stock. They're paying good wages. If you were in a situation, let's say you're a waiter or a waitress, and you got bumped. This may be a way for you to make up until things go back to normal. UPS and Amazon all looking for more drivers and more delivery people and more folks in the warehouse. So there are lots of jobs that are there. And for heaven's sakes, be nice. When you're in a circumstance where there are people together, there's no reason to be like jerks at the supermarket.
I've witnessed people coming together. I'm happy to report that. I haven't seen anybody acting like a jerk. I know they're out there. But
I saw a fight at Wegmans yesterday. It was pretty unnecessary.
Yeah, I've seen everybody just looking nice. Yeah.
Well,
but there wasn't a single egg. No eggs.
I know, there were no eggs in my store either.
Toilet paper was the first, and then hand sanitizer, and now there are no eggs.
No eggs, so. No milk at my store.
It's
no
crazy.
Meat. Yeah.
Can you imagine, let's say,
shelves all empty. It's insane.
You're in Palm Beach, and everybody says, okay, you got to stay where you are. It's not too much trouble.
I'd be okay staying in Palm Beach.
That's what I was thinking about. You know, there are lots of different things going on in the world. You know, there have been conflicts over the last, 20, 30 years, all of our lives. There's always been something going on. The thing to remember is, A, there always will be food. We produce food in this country. It may not be as good quality as you're used to or you want, but there isn't, you know, there's something to eat. It may be cold, it may be greasy, it may be...
Maybe
like,
hard to find.
Yeah, but it's there. Well, no, it's
Where
hard to find,
it?
Not because it isn't
Where?
There, it's
you
because
know,
they haven't got it distributed. It may be stale,
mayor,
it may be soggy. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Our mayor Garcetti in Los Angeles, had a press conference yesterday at a warehouse. And said, look, you see all this? This is food. This is not a food shortage, because people in L.A. are treating it like it's a food shortage. And
well, it feels like a food shortage in New Jersey, because I went to three different grocery stores to do a big shop for my parents.
And so they're saying stop panicking.
But yet they're depriving, if they're hoarding, they're depriving the people, the elderly and the vulnerable who need the supplies. That's really, that's very rude.
There are heartbreaking stories that are being passed around on social media. There was one in particular where this elderly couple, the man was in his 80s, his wife was on an oxygen tank sitting in the car, and he couldn't, and she was ill as well, and he asked a younger guy in the store to help him find toilet paper because they had none, and this younger guy who helped them, he drove to three or four other stores and found some finally and was able to help this elderly couple. He said it just broke his heart. This couple could, you know, it was difficult for them to move around. This husband was just trying to help his wife. It's so irresponsible for younger people. And I saw Billie Eilish went on a whole like rant yesterday to her followers, and I thought it was so good that she's 17 years old and that she was telling her fans, you know, stop with the hoarding, stop with going out to bars and restaurants, take this seriously, stay at home. And she said, like, it's the easiest thing, stay at home and watch TV. It's what we all want to do anyway. Now that we're told we have to, everyone all of a sudden wants to rebel against that. But it's like, come on, you know, this is an easy thing to do. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. All right, so the other things, I'm just thinking about the stuff I was thinking about in the car as I was driving. There certainly isn't not, I just said this a while ago, I may have 3 million listeners, 1% of the population of the country, so I'm not going to be able to change this as much as I'd like to. We all want to change the reality, but you can't. So don't worry about it. There are things that you can change in your own life. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you seeing? And more, who can you help today? My mantra, if anybody asked me, and you all know this, if there was a slogan that I lived by, how can we help? That's what I do on my farm. That's what this radio program is about. And you can't, I may not like government policy. I may not like the people who are running the health service, but I can, you know, under the circumstances, I'm in my car, I'm driving across the country. Am I being irresponsible? No. I'm not going to rub noses with anybody. I went to the window last night to get something to eat. The store was closed, but the window was open. So I went, and that, you know, it was kind of fun. Daisy and I ate in the car. I never eat in the car. But some people do all the time. You know, they go get the stuff at the...
Well, drive-through is fine.
If I go by another Chick-fil-A, the lines around the Chick-fil-A stores, good God. It just is amazing what that guy has created around that brand.
I had their
brand,
soup yesterday.
Image.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
See, I had my first Chick-fil-A 2 weeks ago. I was totally underwhelmed.
Really?
Yeah. I had the crispy chicken sandwich, and it was just like, eh. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I was really,
I'm with you, Victoria. I don't get it.
I didn't get it. And the fries were kind of soggy. I don't like waffle fries. I don't know. I just was very underwhelmed. Not a good experience.
Be nice, be nice, be nice. It could, you know, think about it this way. If you're nice, it may save your life. Being decent to other people isn't really altruistic sometimes. It's self-serving. A lot of people, when you get right down to it, can help you out if you're in a jam.
Well, if you have elderly neighbors, this is the time to just check
in. Help them out. Yeah.
You know, even if they don't want to answer the door, that's fine. Or just call them, leave a note. You know, if you need anything, here's my number. You know, it's important. A lot of elderly people are very afraid right now. The news media has had, you know, and this is not just the news media. It's coming from government too. You know, it's a lot of mixed messages. How serious is it? How serious should we be taking this whole thing? But a lot of elderly people are legitimately frightened. So this is definitely a time to help your neighbor out.
It sure is. And this, too, will pass. Things get better. You rebuild. We always come back. I mean, there have been a lot of serious people in wartime have faced a lot more serious stuff than we are.
Use it as a positive and recenter your life
away.
A little bit.
Yep, good idea. Speaking of recentering your life, the focus on the American Family Farmer podcast this week is a conversation about food, where it comes from. Is it more expensive at farmers markets, for example? How good is the food there versus wherever else you get your food? How good is food in general? The circumstance and where America is going in terms of farmers markets. Check it out. Our story about the farmers markets at the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know
know, that have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Someone who thinks a lot about some of the pop singers around today. This is Ariana Grande. I like this song. It's called One Last Time, right, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This has been a big hit pop hit. A couple years ago.
Big hit. Was it really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go through a list of people who are supporting the World Health Organization coronavirus campaign. That list would include Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, Usher, and some other folks, too. Becky G., Rita Ora, using their voices for good by advocating for Global Citizen's latest urgency campaign to support World Health Organization's Solidarity Response Fund because of the coronavirus situation. After the World Health Organization estimated that the global agency needs about $675 million to fund various preparedness and response efforts from now until next month, Global Citizen launched a Stand Together to Beat Coronavirus campaign for people around the world who call on their leaders to support the mission of the WHO, the World Health Organization. And that's where Ariana and Demi and Usher and Billie Eilish and other people figure into call on their fans to join the fundraising efforts, which Global Citizen noted already they have need to help 12,000. They've got different actions around the world. There are some 12,000 of them in which they need some help. The artist sharing three crucial steps on their Instagram stories. One, call on the G20 leaders to urgently fund the World Health Organization's COVID response. Two, ask corporations and individuals to donate to the WHO Solidarity Fund. And three, wash your hands and practice social distancing. World Health Organization created the first of its kind Solidarity Response Fund to finance health workers' protective equipment and diagnostic laboratories, some vaccine research, development, that sort of thing, and more necessities to actively respond to this situation, especially here in the Northern Hemisphere. So, do you actually feel like people are going to donate, do they respond? Because Ariana or Demi or some of the other people ask them, mm-hmm. does that really work?
Do. Yeah, they respond. Yep, they do. Yeah. And I think that's why when, you know, people like Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift have come, and Ariana too, the three of them have really come out to their fans saying, look, you guys take this seriously. You know, follow instructions. It's not about you. It's about protecting the elderly. You know, it's about protecting other people. And people and their fans, they do listen. So they use their leadership and their fandom and their responsibility. I think they do it well.
Good. All right. Up next here on the DJV program in our musical portion of this hour, soundtrack to Trolls World Tour has dropped. New songs by Justin Timberlake, Kelly Clarkson, Dierks Bentley, Mary J. Blige, George Clinton, Anna Kendrick. Does she sing? I didn't know Anna Kendrick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a Broadway singer. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so like she was in the whole Pitch Perfect movie series, which was about a cappella, and she sang in all of those. Yeah.
Did she? It was her voice, really. Yep,
yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a child-friendly album. George Clinton, who has a group called Parliament Funkadelic. This guy's no spring chicken. Clinton's got to be close
to
80.
70s.
At least.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got a lot of funk to bring to the table. Kelly Clarkson is in center stage on banjo-driven ballad called Born to Die. And Delta Dawn, leader of the Country Trolls, that's the voice. She's the voice of that, I guess. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's her character.
Delta Dawn. Delta Dawn. This is a song.
Because of coronavirus, they're going to let this movie out for home watch viewing, too, right?
Yes.
At the same time it goes to theaters.
Are they?
Yep. April 10th, yep.
Trolls World Tour, preceded by a pair of collaborative lead singles by Justin Timberlake and SZA. What is that? How do you pronounce
SZA.
That?
SZA.
Mm-hmm. That's the dimple.
We played that the other side.
Yeah, we did. The other side, yep. And also, Don't Slack with Anderson Paak. The film set to hit theaters nationwide, but the streaming service will have it for $20 on the same day. That's it, 28 after on the DJV show.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Do you have a dog? Would you like to develop your dog's hidden intelligence to eliminate bad behavior and create the obedient, well-behaved pet of your dreams? A woman named Adrienne Ferricelli, a professional certified dog trainer, has helped hundreds of dog owners train their dogs to be well-behaved, obedient, loving pets.
Yes, good job.
By bringing out the hidden intelligence inside the dogs, you can quickly eliminate any behavioral problem your dog has, no matter how badly you think it's ingrained, no matter what kind of dog you have, with the mental stimulation that Adrienne teaches, your dog will listen to you and understand what you want it to do. Bad behaviors simply fade away as more desirable ones appear in their place.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
So if you want to check out this remarkable dog training system, just visit realbusinessbargains.com. That's realbusinessbargains.com. Realbusinessbargains.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coronavirus is still taking a heavy toll on the economy, with businesses closing and the travel industry coming to a standstill. The Trump administration announced it's working with Congress on a $1 trillion emergency economic stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says for some industries, like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
So he says he's going to ask Congress to approve cutting checks from the Treasury, a measure last used during the Great Recession.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney from Utah has proposed a one-time $1,000 payment. The stimulus package sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Sherry Akilin, Kara Schillen, you are all trying to figure out what the best attitude is at the moment toward this national situation. There are a lot of people who are worried about making their rent or paying their mortgage because they live from week to week, from check to check. I was feeling like I was being lectured to by one of the, there are a lot of national people, that do advice when it comes to investing. Some of them pay for the time on the radio. Some of them are just good hosts. And somebody asked a question yesterday about savings to income ratio. And it's amazing how many people said zero. So if that's the case, you are sweating it. I know you're sweating it. So is there a lesson to be learned from that? Listen, I've had a lot of money in my life, and I've been broke. It goes up and down and sideways. It doesn't necessarily, it isn't good or bad, and it's certainly not judgmental. But just think about all of the lessons that are coming out of this. And maybe you'll learn something, and maybe you'll be prepared as you go down the road better than you are now, and maybe you won't. Maybe, you know, you'll make it through. We all make it through one way or another. But I look at the stats and become more confronted. One of the things, as I left Los Angeles yesterday, driving through Venice, I remembered why it is that I didn't like that part of the world. It was much to like, a lot of great people, but the homeless situation and what's going on with them under this circumstance. Does anybody know or does anybody care what may happen with these people? I mean, there are a lot of people who would be, oh, yeah, they get sick and they'll be dying, and so who cares? But, there's, you know, they're human beings. So what do, is anybody paying any attention, Jennifer, in Los Angeles or any place else that we know, to the homeless population when it comes to this?
It's a huge concern, actually.
What I found out, you know, in Venice, that one out of every two, we lived near the fire station, I'm talking about Daisy and me, there's a fire station around the corner on Venice Boulevard, and you can hear that thing, the police and the fire up and down the street dozens of times a day. And one out of every two calls was for some problem with a homeless person.
Yeah.
Now you realize the tax, what the implications are, what it costs to be handling these people in circumstances like that. It really
there's
is.
There's not much they can do. What they're not telling you is that there is such a limitation in, well, particularly in California, there's a limitation on what police officers can do. It's very rare now that you'll see homeless people get arrested, because all they do is go in and then get let right back out again. Unless they get arrested on a Friday, then they're in there until Monday. So when you get to the people like the woman who was living on my patio, she was arrested 150 times. How is that meaningful? You know, it's a ride to the police station, and then she gets let out and has to set up shop somewhere else. But is that really helpful? Is that helping anybody? And the answer is no. But there's nothing else that they can do. They can't hold them. There's restrictions on what the processing should be. And I just don't know how we live in a place where we allow people to suffer on the streets because we're worried about the overreach. I think we have to triage the problem, and we have to get people treated for whatever they're suffering with so that they can go out and have a more meaningful life.
Yeah, I think there's that. Victoria, where you are in New Jersey, the National Guard has come out. Have you seen them in your town on your streets, or where are they most prominent?
I think that's more of a, I think when they deploy the National Guard, I think it's not necessarily like people walking like soldiers on the street. It's more like the funding that frees up. And so it's really more about, from what Governor Murphy had said yesterday, it's really just about making that emergency funding available. And, the hospitals are, like every state, it's not just New Jersey, but the hospitals are, there's a bed shortage and there's an equipment shortage. And I know Trump addressed this yesterday or 2 days ago when he was talking with the governors, and some states have kind of have to go rogue. He said it's easier for states individually to handle this rather than going through the federal chain,
well,
which
to order
might
what
be
they
easier.
Need.
Yeah.
Yeah, to directly order what
so
they need.
So when you deploy the National Guard, then there's funding that goes along with that. So I guess if Governor Murphy feels like they want to start purchasing ventilators or more hospital beds or even setting up temporary military-style hospitals, then that's what that will be used for.
That was something that was so misreported the other day when it was reported that Trump said to governors, go it alone to get your own supplies, your own hospital beds. And the
go
news media said, well, Trump's just telling them to go it alone. Well, no, what he said is exactly what Victoria said, and that is you're going to have a quicker response time if you ordered this stuff directly instead of going through the federal channels. And so he opened it up so that governors could go directly to make their own orders of beds and ventilators and all of the stuff that they need. But, again, that's just a piece of the pie in all of this is the reporting on and whether or not that's helpful to the greater good. Is that helpful to have those headlines out right now? It's not true. So what purpose does it serve?
I don't know. I think that it doesn't serve anything. But I think that on the state level, at least in New Jersey and in New York, both governors, I know Trump hates Governor Cuomo in New York, but that aside, I think Governor Cuomo has done an amazing job, and I think Governor Murphy is really using Governor Cuomo's plan as the blueprint for New Jersey. Now, we don't have as many cases here, and we don't have the issues that New York has, especially with Manhattan and the five boroughs being just, you know, so packed with people. But I do think that I think Governor Cuomo has done an amazing job, and my friends who are still in New York have said the same thing. They feel like he's made the right decisions. He's made some tough decisions, canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade. He got so much hate for that, even from de Blasio, who didn't want to cancel it, which is ridiculous, but it's a tough time, and this is when leadership has to make unpopular and, you know, unlikable decisions. And some governors, I think, are doing a great job in really stepping up and proving why they were elected.
That's why you get elected. It's called public service, boys and girls. So here's something. For God's sakes, will you stop calling 911 about toilet paper?
This is insane. Let's have a little bit of fun with this, though, because the Oregon Police Department was very funny on the Facebook post.
Newport,
Oregon. Go ahead and tell the story. Yeah, this
has
gone viral.
It's okay. No, you tell the story.
Look, the toilet paper shortage is real, and I don't know why, and I don't know when we're ever going to get restocked. I asked at two different grocery stores yesterday again.
Use a leaf.
Yeah, well, I said, again, I asked, like, when are you going to get toilet paper? They don't seem to know. Mm-hmm. The what business?
Bidet business is totally gangbusters right now.
Yeah. Skyrocketing, yeah. Well, so with this police department in Oregon, apparently they've been getting so many 911 calls about toilet paper. And this is in Newport, Oregon. So they posted on Facebook, "It's hard to believe that we even have to post this. Do not call 911 just because you ran out of toilet paper. You will survive without our assistance. In fact, history offers many other options for you in your time of need." And then they go on and suggest that, you know, seamen used to use old rope and anchor lines soaked in salt water. Ancient Romans used sea sponge on a stick, also soaked in salt water. Then they added, "We are a coastal town. We have an abundance of salt water available." Seashells are also used. Colonial Americans used. Now, this is the worst. The core of the corn on the cob.
That's very well known, yeah.
That does not seem comfortable.
Snack.
On the farm, there is reference to where the corn cob goes if you don't have a clue.
Oh, God. And then they also talk about using catalogs from Sears and Roebuck, and the Christmas catalog from Sears is like four times bigger than the normal one. So you can, what did they say? You can last an entire family from December to Valentine's Day.
Family of three can be wiped clean from December through Valentine's Day.
It is very funny that they had such a good sense of humor about it.
Yep.
But but apparently the calls to 911 are real, and that is just crazy. People.
Mother Earth News will tell you if you're using 15 different leaves, you can make your own wipes. I've said, you guys made fun of me when I said that the other day, but that's what they used to do that.
Now we're down to reality. We need it.
Right, exactly. So if you have catalogs, you know, maybe that stuff you throw, how many of us get those newspaper supplements in the mail every week?
I get the Bed Bath & Beyond catalog all the time.
So now there's a practical use. And if anybody's close to you, they can read your bum if some of that stuff sticks. You never can tell.
Well, I was talking to my cousin yesterday who's a plumber, and he's like, oh, man. He's like, with the toilet paper shortage, he goes, we're going to have a booming business in a couple
weeks. Yeah, I was going to say, don't.
Septic tanks are not going to be
this. If you're going to be using these things, I guess have a big trash bag next to it, because don't put that stuff down your toilet.
Nope.
Don't put any corn cobs down the toilet.
Okay. Hello. The latest DJV podcast, you can be sure the next one comes out, will be all focused on this stuff. So anyway, check out your latest podcast, DJV podcast, at djvshow.com, or wherever you find it's on. You know, your favorite podcasts are all over the place. The Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, iTunes, that sort of thing, iHeart. Facebook.com/DJVshow is our social media connection, and also Twitter, @DJVshow.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest Green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, now as a public service, the ladies have been talking off the air about how to get booze the drive-through way. Do you want to?
Oh, the brew-throughs in North Carolina are epic. And Louisiana,
well,
too.
In Ohio, I remember when we at school, there was a place you could just drive through, like the drive-throughs now where you buy your food at the local joint. You can go and they'll put the kegs of beer or whatever in the back of your pickup truck.
Yep.
All of that.
Great.
But can you get hard liquor that way? That seems to be the question you were all wrestling with. Hard liquor, same as beer? Is that or wine?
I don't know.
It depends. There are two different. I know for restaurants there are two different licenses. You can either have a beer and wine license, or you can have a full.
Yeah. So you order takeout. Can you order? That's the question. Can you order bottle of wine and have it delivered?
But
that's
for certain places, they might have like a retail part of their license so that they can sell that stuff too.
My favorite is in Louisiana, and it's probably in other states in the South too. They get around open container, like you can drive through. They have drive through daiquiri stands. Jen, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these. It's hilarious.
But I need to.
And they literally put a tiny piece of scotch tape over the straw, and it's considered a closed container.
There you
Let's go.
All right, 10 before the hour. Helpful Harry's. Here we are on the DJV show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour. Normally during this time frame, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with some pertinent health information on a topic. Usually the last two or three weeks has been coronavirus. Jack is stuck in Florida. He went down to see a relative who was sick and to try to take care of him because, you know, he's a good doctor and he wanted to help the member of the family. So he got on a plane and flew down there, and now he's stuck. And he... So I'm not sure where he's going to be. I know he'll be back sooner or later. But anyway, for those of you who are wondering whether aspirin or things like ibuprofen or Advil, I did some nosing around. Actually, Victoria, you did a pretty good job of putting this together. And it starts, the first word comes from France, their health ministry there, suggesting that a lot of the anti-inflammatory painkillers, ibuprofen, what Advil would be one of those, Tylenol, that kind of stuff. In fact, if you take those, it could worsen the effect of the coronavirus, and so that's raised a lot of questions over which over-the-counter drugs people ought to be using to treat the symptoms of the disease. So I'm going to run through some of that information for you right after this.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after...
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
So the focus here, I guess we can summarize this briefly. The health minister in France, who's also worked as a neurologist, has been tweeting that taking anti-inflammatory drugs like the ibuprofen I was talking about a few minutes ago could be an aggravating factor in the infection. If you have a fever, you're supposed to take something called paracetamol. You know what that is, Victoria? I never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's acetaminophen. It's the same thing. It just has a different name in Europe. They call it paracetamol over there. It's Tylenol.
So ibuprofen is not good, but acetaminophen is. That's basically what we're telling people, it sounds like.
That's right? What this doctor is saying. Now, this is kind of controversial. Some other health experts came out and said, you know, actually what he's saying is pretty much in line with what a lot of European countries have also said. In the States, there were some doctors who came out and said, well, we need a lot more evidence before we're going to get behind that. So it really just depends on maybe he is correct, and we eventually will find that taking Advil or Motrin or generic ibuprofen.
Well, if you have the regular flu, if you have the regular flu, don't the doctors tell you to take ibuprofen?
Yes.
And
yes,
they don't tell you to take acetaminophen. So
I think you can take either. I had the flu in January, mild for a few days, but it was not fun, and I had a fever, and so I took Advil, and that helped.
You all thought that I had it too, and I don't know whether I did or I didn't. I didn't take anything for it, and it went away. But
yeah,
you thought I had a little bite of it as well. If you have chills, body aches, sore throat, mm-hmm, headache, diarrhea,
yeah,
nausea, vomiting, runny nose, that's also a symptom. That's the regular flu, and it's COVID-19, isn't it? It's the same stuff.
Well, the difference with COVID-19 is the main symptom is the fever. So the fever is first, and a dry cough that's the number one thing that is different. So a lot of people say, oh, it might just be allergies, or it could just be an upper respiratory infection or whatever, and it could be all those things, but the dry cough is the number one symptom that stands out for the COVID-19.
Right. All right. Ibuprofen, no. Acetaminophen, yes. That's what we're saying here. It's the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.